Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcast. And we ask you to please share those on social media if possible. We appreciate that a great deal. America Out Loud has to undergo the same censorship from social media that a lot of us have been dealing with for a long time now. We all know it's not a level playing field. So anytime that we can get some patriots to share, we appreciate that a great deal. You know, Rob, we talked about this briefly last night, but I want to talk about it a lot more tonight. And that's that New York City has decided to cancel New Year's Eve and the celebration because of the new surge in COVID cases with the Omicron variant. We're now reading as many as 73% of people that are testing positive are infected with this Omicron variant. Sounds like it is the latest COVID-19 variant to the media can attach to and stick with the fear factor. I'm personally expecting another variant to come up at the end of this year, what we call the midterms variant. They're going to keep this COVID-19 narrative rolling as long as it takes until the next election, and that they can use it against Republicans in voting so they can keep along with mail-in voting, because as we saw in 2020, mail-in voting is ripe for fraud. Rob, you're a New Yorker. What are your thoughts on New Year's Eve being canceled? Do you ever go to see the ball drop? And are you surprised to see it will not be happening this year?
Well, first off, thank everyone for tuning in. It's like we're coming up onto some of the last shows of the year. We've had a blessed year. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you will come back with us and listen to us in 2022. Now, as far as New Year's being canceled, so it all depends on how you look at it. They're not just right out canceling, the last I heard, but they're limiting some of the things that you can do. So I guess they might as well cancel it because you've got to wear your mask. I don't know who is going to stand out in the cold in a mask watching the ball drop. I have gone and watched the ball drop, I think maybe twice. It wasn't all that exciting because it's extremely crowded. And once you lose your spot, it's difficult to find that spot again. So I don't know. I mean, and how are you going to enforce people wearing those masks? You're on the outside. You can't chaperone that, Andrew. It's next to impossible. Unless you're only going to have 20 people there. Yeah. And for those 20 people, you're going to have 20 cops. Go ahead.
Yeah, apparently I did misspeak a little bit there. Just scaling it back, whatever that means. I remember a couple of years ago, it just seemed like when this COVID thing started, it just seemed like there was Anderson Cooper and a lot of celebrities who were allowed to attend. It'd be interesting to see what happens this year. But it can't be as bad as Seattle, where if you want to celebrate New Year's Eve, you have to get online and watch virtual fireworks over the Space Needle. I'm sure that would be really exciting. Usually do fireworks right over the Space Needle, but this year there's going to be virtual fireworks because they're scaling back. They don't want any outbreaks in Seattle. So yeah, they're being creative, but I guess that's not always for the better.
Well, but no, but just going back to what you're saying, I mean, in essence, Andrew, they are canceling it. They're scaling it back. And Times Square, there are so many different areas that you can enter into that area where the ball is going to drop. I guess the police are going to have checkpoints, but even at those checkpoints, you have your mask on. Okay, keep your mask on. Once you enter the main stage, you can take the mask off because it's so crowded. So I don't know. And that's like a mandate that the mayor, de Blasio, is saying that he's putting in effect.
Yeah, now, hopefully no one listens and just everyone shows up like they normally would. I mean, what are they going to do? Just tell everyone to leave?
Well, here's the deal. Because after New Year's, that next day, well, not the next day, but when they welcome it in, I think at 9 or 10 the morning, that next morning, there's a swearing in of the new mayor, Eric Adams. Now, there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of riding on Eric Adams to what he's going to do if he is going to get rid of a lot of these disastrous policies that de Blasio, the communist socialist, has inflicted upon the city. a lot of people are going to be waiting to see if he's going to do it. But this whole new year, to me, it's overrated. I've been there and I didn't like it. Because how are you going to, you got to get there at 6 or 5. I think they start around 6. So you're there from 6 up until midnight. What if you've got to go to the bathroom? What if you need to make a pit stop? What if you get hungry? If you get out of that sphere where you are, it's going to be difficult to get back in.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You've got to walk all the way around the perimeter to get inside. A lot of people go in adult diapers. Oh, I don't get adult. Wait a minute. Okay, I don't get this. I don't want to go and be graphic into details, but an adult diaper. You're still crapping on yourself. You can still feel it. What is the purpose of putting on an adult diaper when babies have on diapers? Okay, and they go on themselves. You can smell it. What is the purpose of an adult diaper?
Yeah, there's definitely such thing as being too crowded. Any place that you have to wear an adult diaper to go to, I don't want to go. I remember one year I thought it would be a great idea to go to Las Vegas on Halloween. I'm like, oh man, that'll be so cool to see all these different Halloween costumes, people out having a great time in Las Vegas. I walked outside onto the strip there in Las Vegas on Halloween, and it was miserable. I mean, to say it was elbow to elbow is an understatement. I mean, when it is that crowded, when you can't even move, that is just not enjoyable to me. I do not like being around that many people. That's just not my thing. Props to anyone who does like that, but no thanks.
Some people like that. They get off, you know, being all crowded and musty and like, yeah, no, I don't want it. Well, for one, I wouldn't be there with the crime rate the way it is. You never know what's going to happen. You'll probably have some people there pickpocketing. You just never know, because a lot of these liberal cities have just like become really lackadaisical when it comes to crime and punishment. So I wouldn't go there. It's overrated, for one. It's overrated. And just to see people singing da 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 da. No, thank you, no thank you, no thank you, absolutely not. If the mayor cannot get crime under control, and then when it's time to leave, now they'll probably say, oh, it's going to be the most secure area, we're going to have all the police out, we're going to have this. Yeah, but half of the police got fired because they didn't want to take the COVID shot. Half of the police were probably calling sick because they're afraid that if they do try to protect the crowd, they won't have immunity, and that they'll get sued. We're screwed. We are screwed going into 2022. I just hope things change, Andrew. I really do. And to me, it's almost like a recipe for disaster as far as the virus, because it doesn't matter if you've had one vax, two vax, or three vax, you can still get the virus. And this whole push or this whole blame game on the unvaccinated. For a moment, think about this. Seriously, think about it. We were told that if you get vaxxed, you're protected. That's the way you want to go. Get vaxxed and hey, you're going to be fine. Then they scaled it back. Well, if you get vaxxed, it's just that you could probably still get the China virus, but it won't be as difficult on you, but you know, you'll be okay. Then once you got all two, oh, you're fine. And then there's the Omicron coming. You need to get a booster. Why do we need a booster? Well, you need a booster because the first two shots that you got, they didn't do a darn thing for you. And if they are out of your system, as they say, Andrew, if they're out, this booster has to be the all-to-be-all vaccine. That is a vaccine we should have taken earlier on. But they're not going to tell you that. They're going to make you think that, no. You actually needed those first two. But those first two are gone. They're weak. So why can't I just skip those two and just go to the third? Why do I need those other two when they're not effective at all? Because even if I get them, I could probably still get the Omicron virus. So why don't I just forego those and just get the Omicron so that I could protect myself? No one is asking that question. No one has thought to ask it. The media isn't going to put it out there. So we're not using our brains. You see how we become groupthink? We become sheeples? Why hasn't anyone said, well, wait a minute, time out. If you're telling me that those individuals that have taken the first two shots, if it's now out of their system, it's doing nothing for them, and I've never taken a shot, why should I take those first two shots? Why can't I just skip them and go directly to the booster? Makes sense to me. Why isn't that question put on the table? Why aren't people asking that question, Andrew? I'll tell you why. Because if you do, you will get shut down. If you are a doctor who says, wait a minute, maybe you should forego those two and just take the last one, you'll probably lose your practice. And you've got so many doctors that are so progressive in their heads and their thinking that they're afraid to say anything. That is a reason why the country has just slipped into this whole thing with, yes, I'm going to bring it up, this whole thing with boys can be girls and girls can be boys, because the scientists who should be actually writing the reports or who have done the studies to say this is a bunch of hogwash, these kids are confused and they just need counseling, their voices have been silenced. And they've been told, be quiet. This is the way to go. Let these kids take this medicine. Let these kids take the hormones at a young age. Let's teach our boys to be little girls, because by the time they're teenagers, they're going to be so screwed up in the head that we doctors who said that they could do it, we've just made a business for ourselves, because we will be the ones counseling them. This is so wrong. This is so wrong, and it is so dangerous. And I feel for these kids. I feel for them every day, because what's happening is so wrong. That is the reason why Joe Biden is pushing this Build Back Better plan, so that he could get access to your kids at a young age, so that they could tell them, no, you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you're anything. You could be of whatever you want to be. They want to start confusing them at a young age. If they can do it with this virus thing, with this vaccine, what you think they can do with education? To be clear, I am not against the vaccine. I do believe the vaccine has its purpose. I do believe if you're a certain age and have an underlying condition, you should be vaccinated. I strongly believe that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I myself took the vax. Both have not taken the booster. I'm still doing the research. But to force it on people against their will, to mandate it, simply because you want Joe Biden to be able to check something off, to check a box. And Andrew, that's all it is at this point. Do not doubt me on this. That's all that it is. They want him to be able to check this off on his box of things to do. That is it. Don't get it confused now. Hear me out. I am not saying that the vaccine is not good, but I am saying the reason why they want to force it on you as a mandate is just to give Joe Biden a win. That is it. And that it, is wrong.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. And, you know, I'm with you. I disagree with the mandate. A lot of people die from being obese and eating too much and having a bad diet. That does not mean that I think the government should step in and mandate what they eat so we don't have to deal with obesity at the same level that we do now. People need to live free, and that's just how we are as a society here in America, and that's the country I want to live in. But speaking of shots, Jesse Waters found himself in a little bit of hot water, and he had Dr. Fauci once again calling for someone in the media to be fired. Jesse Waters was speaking at Turning Point USA about how he would like to see people go up to Dr. Fauci in a public setting and talk to him about the evidence that we're seeing with the COVID-19 that the media will not cover. Waters' quote was, now you go in for the kill shot. The kill shot with an ambush, deadly, Waters said, because he doesn't see it coming, Waters reacted. He said that's the kind of comment that we could see on Fox News and other right-wing outlets, and it would amplify and spread and go viral. Well, of course, since Waters used the words kill shot with an ambush and saying it would be deadly to do that to Fauci. Of course, talking about from a verbal point of view, everyone wants to make it out like Jesse Waters was saying that he wanted Dr. Fauci killed, which is not what he said. And when Dr. Fauci was asked about it, of course, he said that Jesse Waters should be fired immediately. I know in this day and age, maybe Jesse Waters did not use the best wording. It does not bother me, but I'm not surprised by the reaction and the outrage from the left. But Rob, what are your thoughts on Dr. Fauci calling for Jesse Waters to be fired after Jesse Waters' comments saying that people need to go up and confront Fauci and go for the kill shot, talking about evidence with COVID-19?
Well, remember, Dr. Fauci also said that Ted Cruz should be investigated for Jan 6. Dr. Fauci also made unflattering remarks about former President Donald Trump. So I would conclude that Dr. Fauci is showing his true colors as being the bad politician. He's being political. Because if he was looking at the facts, looking at the science, he would say, let him say whatever he wants to say. He's a TV commentator. So why is Dr. Fauci fraud calling for the head of Jesse Waters? If you throw a stone at a pack of dogs, and if a dog yelps, a dog got hit. That's what I've always been told, Andrew. I'm not saying that Dr. Fauci fraud is a dog. I do believe that he's a fraud, but apparently he got hit. So now he's yelping. He wants someone fired. He wants to silence the opposition. He wants to silence Ted Cruz. It's rather interesting how he is given so much TV time to peddle fakery, not based on anything scientifically. I trust Dr. Mark Marquet more than Dr. Fauci. This man has been in government for over 40 plus years. He was there when AIDS started, the AIDS crisis. And now he's going to end it with this crisis. He did nothing then. He's doing absolutely nothing now. You would think that he would have gotten the message and stepped down. But Democrats, that's not how they roll. They will keep pushing a person out there over and over again. And what's extremely scary, Andrew, is that if we don't have qualified people to journal or to keep track of history, this wacko will go down in history as a savior. This is this man's last stand. As you and I both said before, we wish Trump would have fired him. He needs to be fired in the worst way possible. He needs to go out in shame. The same way Andrew Cuomo left the office in shame and disgrace. Because when these characters don't go out that way, they are elevated and they're made out to be martyrs. Dr. Fauci has caused more harm and done more harm to this country than China itself. This guy has lied. He has flip-flopped. He has given us a bill of sale that is worthless with all of his mandates. Now he's talking about, well, we might have to mandate that you can't travel unless you get the vaccine. This is the same man who said we don't need mandates. Why are we now pushing mandates? We know that the virus is there, but people will get it and they will possibly live if they don't have an underlying condition. And now you have people second guessing themselves. Educated people, Andrew, now living in fear, thinking that if they get it, they're going to die.
Yeah, you're right. And the messaging is so inconsistent. Like forever, we heard that you have to quarantine for 10 to 14 days after catching COVID-19. Now I'm seeing in some of these cities, so many police officers and other workers are calling out sick. They're saying if you're vaccinated and you test positive for COVID-19, you only need 5 days of quarantine now. So they're lowering the bar, changing the goalposts like they have been since the beginning. And you just don't know what the real science is, because it seems to be that they constantly change it to whatever they need it changed to.
And that's the problem. Whatever they want to change it to, they will change it, regardless as to what the science is actually saying and pointing out. Now, there's a news person, medical person, rather, on CNN who has been pushing this for the longest, that people should not be allowed to fly if they haven't been vaccinated. Now, Joe wanted to implement that. Believe you me, he wanted to do it this Thanksgiving and Christmas. But because his numbers were going so low, he probably said, wait, let's just hold off. We'll get him in the new year. I wouldn't all be surprised if that's not coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, before you finish your point, I just saw Eric Swalwell, who slept with a Chinese spy, Feng Feng. Yeah. He recently tweeted during a flight, he said, it's absolutely ridiculous. I have to fly on an airplane with unvaccinated people. So clearly this is on the Democrats' agenda.
He has to fly on an airplane with unvaccinated people. And if you've been vaccinated, what is your issue? Complain to Maxine Waters, who was flying on a plane without wearing her mask. And I'm sure he was there not wearing his mask. You see how they're making this about they're not vaccinated and they're causing harm and they're going to do this to us. And they're doing. Whereas we were told that if you're vaccinated, you're good to go. And we spoke about this last night, and we're going to continue this conversation because they're frightening people. They're scaring people. You cannot live in fear. Don't live in fear. That's what they want. They want you to live in fear. They want us all in fear, but we can't do it. We cannot. Now, he's lamenting about being next to people who are unvaccinated. How do you know they haven't been vaccinated? You see, how do you know? I hear people saying, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to sit next to someone who has been vaccinated, but you've been vaccinated. What's your problem? You've been vaccinated not once, not twice, but three times. But yet still, you get the virus. And they're not thinking, Andrew. They can be sitting in a room full of people that are completely vaccinated, and they will come out and will swear to God, oh, someone gave it to me who wasn't vaccinated. But what if everyone was vaccinated? What's the issue? What is the issue? They're turning us against each other. First, they're going to turn us against each other by race. You're Black, you're white. Hate each other. And now it's, you're vaxxed, I'm not vaxxed. Biden is doing a horrible job getting people vaccinated. A horrible job bringing in unity to the country. He's completely out of his league. And then just the other day, he finally decided to thank President Trump and give him credit for Operation Warp Speed. And Trump said that he was vaccinated. Now, a lot of people on the right, they're mad about it. I'm like, what are you folks mad about? Well, because of what? If you don't want to take the vaccine, don't take it. What's your problem? What's your beef?
I think people are worried that President Trump is shilling for the vaccine, and people are tired of that. They don't want to be told what to do any longer, and they're concerned that President Trump, since he created this vaccine, has a reason to try and push the vaccine, just like we're seeing from Joe Biden.
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's say, had Biden not stolen the election and Trump had gotten the vaccine, would people be as hesitant to take the vaccine as they are now? And let's really think about it. Would they be as hesitant? Or is the hesitancy there now? Because Biden and Kamala said that they would not take it. No, granted.
I can only speak for myself, and I can honestly say I had never had any intention on taking the vaccine, whether President Trump was president, Joe Biden was president, and I still don't. So I don't think it would have made a difference for a lot of people.
And that's a good point. Because I was about to say that when they were putting it together, a lot of people were afraid. They said, this is too quick, because the media was saying, oh, well, you can't do a vaccine that quick. It takes time. You've got to look at it. You've got to study it. And if you go back and listen to some of our shows, I even pointed out I said that one of the reasons why he's able to push this out there, Trump, with Operation Warp Speed, is that all of the different groups that need to approve it, they said, hey, you know, let's cut through the red tape. We got something here and it's working. Let's roll it out. We're trying to protect the people. So they cut through the red tape through all the different trials and the testers and this and that. They said, okay, here it is. Let's do it. Now, that being said, there are some side effects. There are some people that took it that things didn't go well. But I do believe that because of all of the opposition and the size, both the left and the right, and the mad scientists that are out there, that there is a lot of concern and fear, and rightfully so, and we should have it, because we shouldn't just willy-nilly take things. And the other side of it also is that if you are an able-bodied person and in good health, and if you get this virus, you'll be able to kick it. But what we have seen is that we've seen people who have had underlying conditions. We've seen individuals who were already sick or people that have died. And we only hear half of the story. So people are afraid. Look at what the media did to us for a year, constantly showing us the death rates. This person died, that person died. I would be afraid also, especially when you aren't getting correct answers. You aren't getting information that makes sense. And you only have one doctor, a mad scientist, who has flipped and flopped on basically everything. And then when he does come out with something, it's always something that he wants to attack Trump on. Has Dr. Fauci come out once to say, President Trump, we thank him for coming up at Operation Warp Speed. And we know that he has taken both vaccines. He hasn't said anything of that sort. The only thing he said is that we created it, as if though he has created it. And of course, people are going to be fearful if he created it. Look at what he's doing to those beagle puppies. And it's unfortunate because the media has done a horrible job in trying to sift through all of the nonsense, Andrew.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They've been dishonest since day one. And I think that is the main reason people just don't know whether this is a good choice or not, because the media has proven, if anything's true, it's that you cannot trust what they are saying. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark for Friday.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Liberty and the pursuit of 2022 is upon us. Happy New Year, my fellow Americans. It was Bill Vong who reminded us, an optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. Here's to all being an optimist. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We're glad that you're able to join us. And when we went to break, we were talking about the vaccine. I mean, it seems as if though everything that we talk about now, Andrew, is centered around the vaccine and COVID-19 and the China virus, whatever you want to call it. It's been almost 2 years now, and we're still trying to wrestle with this beast. What I don't understand is why is it that there isn't more of a push to find out the origin? People don't want to find out how or why. And I think that if we were to find out the origin, then maybe we could perhaps, you know, find a way to best tackle this beast. We know that it was started in China. And I was speaking to people over the holiday, and it seems as if though more people now want to believe that this originated in nature from some animal. When this first came up, they were laughing. Oh, no, that's impossible. Ha, 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 ha. No wet market. And now those same people now want to believe that it did come from a wet market. And those same people are progressives, also known as liberals, also known as Democrats. I will say it again. The virus is real. It is. I don't know what Dr. Fauci and his team of mad scientists did with the Chinese government.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. When I first heard about the coronavirus, I had, saw a lot of the videos of Chinese people eating bats and things like that. It did make a lot of sense to me that this could have came from nature. But then the more you look into it, the more you hear about it, you read about this lab in Wuhan where the virus originated. It just seems more and more likely to me that it makes sense that it came out of that lab in Wuhan, China. And of course, we know Dr. Fauci's hands were dirty in that lab as well. So yeah, we need to get to the bottom of how it originated and why it came out the way that it did.
His hands weren't only dirty, they were filthy. He was up to his elbow in filth. And what's unfortunate, again, is that no one seems to care. No one wants to say, hey, we need to get to the bottom of it. Because in doing so, there's a fear that we're attacking the Chinese. And we're not. We're just saying we need to understand what happened and when it happened so that it doesn't happen again, so that we could get our arms around this and make sense of it. But we're so quick to want to push this vaccine on everyone and get everyone to take it. And for what? Just to save Joe. Just so that Joe will look good, as we said in one of our shows, they just want Joe to say, oh, I can check this off. But what good is it to check it off if it's still here? Are we going to have to take a shot every quarter, every 2 months, every 6 months? Because if that's the case, just let the American people know, be honest. As Trump said, and they laughed at it, well, this is just like the common cold. Oh my God, no, it isn't. People are dying. Well, people die of the common cold also, especially those individuals who are sick and have underlying conditions. But we're told, no, that's just impossible. It's almost as if though we want it to be something different. We want it to be something else, more than what it is. And a lot of people on the left prefer that. That's what they want. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Andrew. Just find out the origins, and then let's tackle this thing. Not only that, find out why Pfizer is pushing all these vaccines. Why aren't they putting enough in it to just say one and you're done, as opposed to one and you're done for 2 months, then you got to have another one, and then another.
Yeah, so many things that the media have been telling us and Dr. Fauci do not make sense if you look back to the past 2 years. So you look at this Johnson & Johnson's a perfect example. People were told, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine's perfectly safe. You should get this Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And here the CDC releases a statement. Oh, we recommend that people don't get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine anymore. It's causing blood clots. Then you look at the vaccine and Biden administration bragging about how many Americans are vaccinated. Yet at the same time, you have more Americans dying than ever before of COVID-19. Another thing that just makes absolutely no sense. The media does not even attempt to try and explain these things because I don't think they're explainable.
It's too political. They don't want to explain it because it's too political. They don't want to admit the fact that more people have died under Biden and with a vaccine than people that died under Trump without a vaccine. They don't want to admit the obvious. And because no one is talking about it, the American people have not been educated enough to think and use their common sense and say, wait a minute. Okay, I'll get this vaccine. But why is it that my neighbor who's had COVID and then vaccine 1, 2, and 3, and they got it again. They got COVID again.
Yeah. And you can go back to when this vaccine was launched in January of 2021 and listen to Dr. Fauci and some of these other pundits, and they would tell you flat out, if you get this vaccine, you most likely will not get COVID. This vaccine stops you from getting COVID and it stops you from spreading COVID. Well, what we've seen in the past 11 or 12 months since then is that was a flat out lie. We see people that are vaccinated getting COVID all the time. These pro sports organizations like the Chicago Bulls, they've had their entire team test positive for COVID despite them all being vaccinated. I think the argument that the vaccine stops the spread is out of, there's no way you can still make that argument.
You're right. They did tell people that if you got the vaccine that you would be immune from having COVID. You can stop wearing the mask. But as soon as enough people got the vaccine, they told them to put back on the mask. And people were just fed up. They were just angry. I mean, here we are another year and we're being told just completely different things. It's like, when does it stop? Who do we believe? Where is the truth if the truth is out there? And as I said on one of the shows, Andrew, and we both agreed, they need to remove Fauci from this position. He does not need to be there. They need to remove him immediately, at once, because he's not helping things. He's not giving the people the confidence that they need.
Yeah, and it's just too much power for any one man to have to be in charge of the entire country's health like that. Like, why don't they have like a team of maybe, 10, 15 doctors making these decisions instead of just Dr. Fauci?
I agree. But they won't. They're afraid to do it because they're the way they're looking at it is that if we have and someone else that's coming out there, it'll make Fauci, Dr. Fraud, look weak. So he has to be the only person. And he relishes in all of this. And if anyone challenges him, oh yeah, he loves it. He loves it. He probably has mirrors all in his house looking at himself. And as you said, at the top of the hour, the first half of the show, is that he wanted to get Jesse Waters fired. Like, why are you even listening to Jesse Waters? He's a commentator. He went after Ted Cruz. This guy is so political, it's not even funny. And people aren't calling him out. They're there just allowing it to happen. This is America. Free think. We should be able to say what we want to say, but no one is saying anything. As quiet as it's kept, we can't go against this guy. When was the last time he saw a patient? What exactly is he doing besides getting ready to write a book about all this? That will probably become a bestseller because you'll have all these liberal outlets that will buy it and they'll want our school kids to read it. Dr. Birch left Bird or whatever her name is, the scarf lady, left her position in humiliation after everyone found out that she was saying wear the mask and she was out somewhere trying to buy a house and vacationing with her family. So she left in disgrace only to come back and start attacking former President Trump to rehabilitate herself.
Another complete phony that was complaining about how she didn't have any privacy for her holiday vacation when she was busted without her mask. And then the same person who does that goes on and badmouths President Trump as soon as she gets out of office. She was just another complete phony and worked alongside Fauci perfectly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's now trying to rehabilitate herself so that she can have another standing, I guess. The comeback of Dr. Berg.
Get on CNN.
Her scarf. Yeah, well, absolutely. They all get on CNN. Just like the guy from Jan 6, the police officer, who's going to be a commentator on CNN. The people that they have on that show is embarrassing.
I remember when that guy testified, Rob, you were like, how many cops have you seen that are just completely covered in tattoos like this guy? Like, do they have no policies for that whatsoever at the Capitol? You'd think they'd have pretty high standards of who they hire for their police officers.
Oh, God, please. I mean, as far as CNN, I mean, they hired Chris Cuomo. They have Don Lemon, who has sexual harassment charges being filed against him. And now they have this cop, Wonton, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, who deserves an Oscar for his performance at the January 6th committee, crying. Right. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Your kids are going to watch that. That's embarrassing. Up there crying.
Crying like a baby.
Grown man crying like a baby. It's pathetic.
Listen, I mean, a man can cry, but as of lately, the waterworks, I'm like, put a lid on it. So before long, just going back to what we were saying, you'll have Dr. Bird, who will become a CNN commentator, or probably she's auditioning for MSNBC, or maybe it's a new streaming service with Chris Wallace, and maybe she'll go there. But if Dr. Fauci is bounced, and he should be bounced, he'll probably end up on the streaming service also. They cannot get enough of this little militant midget. They cannot get enough. And it's really sad because he could have really gone far, but he decided to wade into the waters of the political arena, which is what just messed it up completely for me. I never really trusted him because earlier on when he would go onto the different shows and he would contradict himself, oh, don't believe this, don't believe that. And then he would come out and say something to the contrary. And now that Trump is out of office, there are no bounds. He's out there saying whatever he wants to say and doing whatever he wants to do. The only thing he isn't doing is assuring the American people that everything will be okay. They want more mandates. They want to shut us down. And again, it's all part of their whole plan to say, you see, we can do whatever we want to do with them and they will do it and they will not question us. Because if they question us, we will shut them down. That's not good at all.
What do you think about my comments at the beginning that there could be keeping this COVID fear alive so much so when it comes to midterms that they will try and use mail-in voting fully as much as they can once again?
Well, that's what they want to do, Andrew.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. It's by design.
They want to do that. They know that 2022 is going to be hell for them. So they want to do as much as possible to put the fear of God in everyone. They keep trying to push this Build Back Better because included in the Build Back Better is a recipe for disaster with mail-in ballots, eternal mail-in ballots, letting everyone and anyone vote. All the more reason that Republicans have got to push back. If they're able to do it, they will win again, and not really win, but cheat and steal the election.
I seen a hilarious exchange on Twitter the other day. Some conservative commenter said, what voting rights do people not have in the United States of America? And some liberal replied, well, illegals can't vote. It's like, this is exactly what we're talking about, why we need to step up and get rid of things like mail-in voting, because a lot of these people who count these votes, they believe stuff like this. Illegals should be allowed to vote. They should not be allowed to vote.
They should not. Like I said, here in New York City, they just passed a law locally to allow resident aliens to vote. Resident aliens, illegals, they'll all be voting to vote. Which is what they want on a grander stage. There's, and when I say to vote in local elections, like for the mayor, for city council, the right to vote is very sacred. It should only be given to American citizens. That's it, period. Well, they're here and they're paying taxes. Not my fault. I didn't tell them to come here illegally. Well, they came here legally, but they're just resident aliens. Okay, fine. If I go to their country, I can't vote. So why should they be allowed to vote here? Well, they've been here for 10 years. Okay, become a citizen. But giving them the right to vote and they're not citizens? And that is the reason why they want as many illegals here and other people here so they can change that. This is the United States of America. This is not some country that has open borders and anybody can come in and do anything, or else we're not a country. And people, well, you don't own this country. This country was owned by these people and that people. Give me a break. That's so old. Stop it. Stop buying into that. Well, it was the Indians. Okay, and who did they take it from? At some point, people have got to wake up and realize that this is a bunch of bull that they're shooting at us. That is the reason why they're so successful with this whole mandate and this whole scare tactics with the virus, because people aren't pushing back and asking questions. Every time they do, they want to label them as being a racist, and then we get quiet and we want to shut up. No, we've got to push forward. We've got to shut down people like Joy Reid, shut her down completely. And if we have to send her and her family back to wherever they originated from, then so be it, because she's not good for the country. We have got to shut down this stuff. Yes, we can have a difference of opinion. It's okay. That's what being an American is about. But when you're coming at people in a harmful way, wanting to destroy their livelihood, that's wrong. Now, some would say, but look at what you're trying to say about Joy Reid, what you want to just shut her down completely. Yes, because she's an enemy of the state. She and the Trojan horse women on the Hill, they're enemies of the state. They don't care for the country. They want to destroy the country. And whenever you want to destroy my country, I want you out. You don't deserve to be here.
You're absolutely right, Rob. And I feel for some of these resident aliens. I met a group of them at a Trump rally in Las Vegas one time. And from what I could tell, the ones that I talked to, they were great people. They loved America. They supported President Trump. They were patriots. They were exactly who you would want into this country. But you could look at people like that who've been here forever, been putting in the time and work trying to become legal citizens. But the problem is with Joe Biden's open border policies, people like that are going to continue to get lost in the shuffle, and they're going to be either even farther away from being able to vote legally, because we've just got millions of illegals coming into our country, and it becomes harder and harder to separate the good ones and the quality ones that are actually adding to society from the ones that are criminals and MS-13 gang members.
Yeah, you're right. And it's sad that within the course of 4 years, the country went from being on par, on target, at the top, and it only took 11 months for that all to just be thrown by the wayside. And you have these people saying that we want to build back better. Build back what better? You've destroyed what was better about the country. Your build back better is to turn this country into a socialist country. Your build back better has all these dots that are intertwined. And at the end of the day, it's about divisiveness. This whole push to get people to do things that they don't want to do. But if they don't do it, they can't participate into society. Telling people, I'm better than you and you're bad because you have the virus and I don't, or you got the vaccine and I didn't get the vaccine. That's wrong. It's fundamentally wrong. If anything, you should be telling those people who are afraid to get the vaccines that it will be okay. I understand your concerns, as opposed to saying, no, you're just crazy. You're just a racist. Because there are so many people on the left who also are afraid to get the vaccine. But instead of trying to come and reason with them, you want to label them. You want to say, follow the science, but you're not following the science. And then you have Fracci there, every chance he gets, taking shots at people. This man should be pulled off of TV. These people should be arrested and tried for treason. Andrew, I'm serious about this. And some people laugh and say, oh, what they're doing is not treasonous. Yes, it is. These people do not like the country. Nancy Pelosi does not like the country. Adam Kissinger doesn't like the country. Liz Cheney doesn't like the country. Adam Schiff doesn't like the country. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters. They don't care for the country. They're only looking out for themselves.
And you know what, Rob? It seems like something that is supported from both sides is term limits. You see a lot of Democrats, they talk about how they would love to see Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell. They've been in Washington too long. They'd like to see them gone. A lot of Republicans, we talk about Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and some of the others. We'd like to see them gone. Seems like there's a big majority of people who support term limits, but we never hear that from the actual politicians in Washington, D.C. about adding term limits. They are totally against it because they know that once they get their foot in the door, once they get into the swamp, it's pretty much a life seat nowadays.
You're right, and that's what it is. And they're only looking out, like I said, for themselves because they want to go down in history as being the first this, the first that. Nancy Pelosi, well, she was the first Speaker of the House who lasted this long. What? Are you serious? But what does she do for the country? She came out the other day saying that, oh, President Joe, he's just the best. Now, remember, I said that she said President Joe. I didn't say it because I would have said resident. He's the best person for this time. What? I mean, she suffers from senility also.
If that's really what she thinks, her dementia might be worse than his.
Oh, absolutely. And Dr. Fracci, he's here to help us. Then you have all these news people bagging Dr. Fracci because he's there to help us. What have any of them done for this country the past 8 years? Not 8 years, but 2 years. What have they done? What have any of them done?
Yeah, in Pelosi's case, what she done the last 40 years or however long she's been in office? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing but been divisive. What have these people done to help the country? If Build Back Better is passed, this country would fall. And Dr. Fracci and his scare tactics, he couldn't care less because he has his millions. Why can't we challenge these people?
Yeah, Rob, the more we talk about this Build Back Better, the more and more thankful we have to be to Joe Manchin for putting his foot down and shutting down this disaster bill. It's supposed to be a bill centered around infrastructure. And as you brought up a few minutes ago, which is a great point, they've got all kinds of things about mail-in voting in a Build Back Better plan. It makes absolutely no sense. This bill was just filled with the Democrats' pork. We see it year in and year out with the budget. The Democrats just keep taking, taking, and taking, and they never give anything back. They're just completely partisans, and they're trying to force feed their agenda to the American people, whether they want it or not.
And they will never give anything back, and they don't care. They're takers and not givers. As much as they can take, they will keep taking. And that is what Dr. Fracci is helping them do it. If they can keep fear in our hearts and in our minds, they can push through any flawed agenda that they want to. And by the time the people wake up, they would have said, what the heck happened? Little by little, they're chipping away at our liberties. Like I said, this whole Mende thing is just the beginning. It's only the beginning. Because the more they take and they see that we won't say anything, they'll move on to something else. Well, let's see if we can get them to do this and get them to do that. And then we'll get a spokesperson that will try to justify it and say that it's because of science. Before long, if we don't get rid of them, get them out of office, they will say, stop eating meat, eat bugs, eat insects, because it's best for you. I'm telling you, their craziness has no bounds. They will keep pushing and pushing and taking. And it is up to us to stand up. We can't be afraid of this little mad scientist, Dr. Fauci, and wanting to mandate you can't travel unless you have a vaccine. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't go to the hospital. We're not going to treat you anymore. You can't go here unless this. But yet and still, you want people to vote without an ID card. But you can't go to a restaurant unless you have your ID card, but you can vote.
Yeah,
how insane is that?
It's unbelievable. And then we've seen progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I remember when she first got into office, we all laughed and made fun of her about the cow farts and the Green New Deal and all the other garbage she was pushing. But we're not really laughing anymore, because what we're coming to find out is this dumb woman has a lot of power in Washington, D.C. and in our political system. It's just like, how far down will it go for the Democrats? How low can they get?
They can go lower than a snake's belly. They can go lower than a snake's belly, and possibly even lower if you could. Because, Andrew, they don't care. They don't care day in and day out. Dr. Fauci will be on the news from now until the end of the year, and he will bring in the new year with more doom and gloom. And people will take it. It's only a matter of time before he says, oh, we've got to do another booster. And again, I'm not saying that they don't work, but everyone doesn't need to go out and take them. Everyone doesn't need to. And these people who have taken the vaccines and who've had COVID and you're getting it yet again, and you can't explain it. Your only explanation is that, oh, it's the unvaccinated. They gave this to me. No, they did not. Stop believing that lie. You gotta wake up. Take back the power. Take back your voice. Stop being afraid, Andrew. They've got to.
Yeah, well said, Rob. Great show tonight. We appreciate you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who celebrated its 5th anniversary this year. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcast. Be sure to join us later this week. We'll be giving you a 2021 year in review, breaking down the top stories of the year, talking about all that has happened in mainstream media, Joe Biden, Hollywood. We'll talk about it all. So make sure you join us later this week for that. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.